This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasan with Kusi Chuang and Noah Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Jagdev Singh, tax leader at PwC Malaysia, to help us unpack the tax incentives within the Penjana economic package. And we've got a poll running on Twitter for you right now. With the initiatives under the economic recovery plan, would you be looking to buy a house or car? Your options are yes, no, not sure yet. And I think I fall within the not sure yet category there. In the meantime, let's talk about childcare centres. Last week, the government gave childcare centres the green light to resume operations. This comes after the tabling of comprehensive SOPs for these centres by the Women, Family and Community Development Ministry.
Obviously, this will help alleviate the load on parents who had to skip work or rather had to work from home to stay and take care of their young children. Although the government had warned employers not to force employees to take unpaid leave if they needed to be at home with their children, it's possible that this might have fallen on certain deaf ears, because much really depends on the person's job, right? If the person is required to be on the front line, it's, I think, going to be quite difficult.
Yeah, based on online portals, reports, and even some social media postings, the overall mood shows that more cautious reluctance than relief from parents. A number of them have flat out refused to send their children back. Some are awaiting further reassurance from their childcare centres, and some are just thankful that they can rely on these centres once again. Really a mix of reactions there. And on the flip side, daycare centres may have to increase fees in order to sustain the costs that come with implementing these guidelines, though this has been mooted by the Association of Registered Childcare Providers Malaysia yesterday. There are also questions of who will monitor unregistered childcare centres. Lots of questions there. And sharing her thoughts with us this morning is Ng Lai Tin, Project Officer at the NECIC. That's the National Early Childhood Intervention Council. Thank you for joining us today. Tell us, are you supportive of the government's decision to open up childcare centres as we enter the RMCO?
Yes and no. Yes, because parents are returning to work and not everyone can afford to have someone to care for the children at home. And for these parents especially, they will need someone to take care of their children, and childcare centres may be the option that they need to go to. No, because centre operators and also parents are worried that there's a risk of infection. So since primary schools are not open yet, so there is the question of why is childcare centres open?
Childcare centres have to get guidelines from their nearest district health office. Do you know what these guidelines are and what type of staff training is being given?
Yes. So one of the main things that the ministry has added is that childcare staff needs to get tested, and if they're negative, they can return to work. Basically, the SOP talks a lot about the precautionary measures, like what kind of screening do they do, the cleaning guidelines, some kind of measures in different settings, like how do they do diapering, how do they do changing of clothes. They didn't include the staggering of times. That was the SOP by NECIC. They also included meal times, like they need to bring packed food and things like that.
The Association of Registered Childcare Providers of Malaysia has proposed that childcare centre fees be increased for their continued survival. Especially with the new SOPs now in place, will parents be seeing higher fees, and is that fair?
It is very difficult for parents to be paying higher fees, and especially with the changes, like the time that their children is in childcare centres may be reduced. It really is not very fair for parents to pay higher fees. Of course, I understand also that because of the new measures involved, there is higher costs involved in the managing of the childcare centre. And because of that, I understand the difficulty and predicament that childcare centres are in. It's just that parents and childcare centres need to communicate with each other and be very truthful about the situation and talk through these kind of things.
We're also seeing reluctance in parents sending their kids back to these centres, which will then lead to a lower enrolment rate. Do you think closures are inevitable?
It is inevitable. It's already happening right now. And there are a few childcare centres that I know of are on the brink of closing down.
I'm quite concerned about this. The government is encouraging unregistered childcare centres to be registered. What are the chances of them coming forward?
It will be very difficult because to be registered, they need to go through a few steps. And these are not necessarily straightforward and easy all the time. And some childcare providers, they are home-based providers. And if the relevant departments deem it unsafe for children, then they will not be able to be registered. And also because childcare providers, the unregistered ones, they will need to go through another mandatory childcare course as well. And that takes at least a month full time to do this. And that will take even longer. And some of these factors actually deter childcare providers from moving forward. And also because the cost is not very cheap for some of them, even though it's only 900 on average for the whole cost. But extra expenses like traveling, accommodation, because it's not delivered remotely. So those are some of the reasons and barriers that unregistered childcare providers face right now.
Well, economically, this step is beneficial for parents who have to go back to work to earn a living. And of course, childcare centres need to stay afloat. But do you think it's a wise move overall?
I wouldn't say it's a wise move. It is a necessary move for some of the childcare centres because parents have been asking for discounted fees and childcare centres still have expenses that they need to pay for. So economically, it is an understandable move, but in terms of the risk involved, it may not be a wise move.
Thank you for your thoughts there, Lai Tin. That was Ng Lai Tin, Project Officer at the National Early Childhood Intervention Council. And really, I think the crux of this issue is the fact that as parents start going back to work and they have like young children, someone's going to need to take care of the child. And there's always going to be that additional factor of cost.
Yeah, something's got to give, right? And I think eventually the market will discover a price. If the childcare centres impose a higher price on the parents, then the parents will have to decide which of the two of them has to leave the job or take a hiatus to take care of the children. And it's the same thing even last time in developed cities like London or whatever, right? Where you had the mothers usually were the ones who had to leave the job to look after the children because it's just economically unfeasible to have a maid or a childcare helper. And I think we'll see that in Malaysia.
Yeah, so some things we really need to look out for, I think, for parents. They need to ensure their childcare centres choose to return and they have very clear SOPs, the staff are being properly trained. But, you know, unregistered childcare centres, it doesn't look like they will come forward, right, because it's so onerous to comply with this and there is a reason why they are unregistered to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, childcare centres, I mean, I've got first-hand experience of them clearly years ago, right? They can be basically a potpourri of viruses and diseases because a lot of the toys and the play centres, you know, they're being touched all the time. And, you know, it costs a lot of money to clean them on a daily basis. You know, of course, some of the unregistered childcare centres won't be doing that on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I think to highlight the point that, Chuang, a lot of times the burden of care falls upon the women in the family a lot of the time.
Yes.
And we had a grill with Ajayati Ghosh, development economist at the Jawaharlal Nehru University a few months ago where Linmark did this, talking about this and the economic impact of this, of care work. Definitely a very enlightening conversation. I recommend you listen to that. And even KRI, the Khazanah Research Institute, took a look at this and the burden that is faced by women in this country in terms of care work. And this was a morning brief that we did called Investing in Childcare and the Future. These are all things that need to be done in order that if we want to, the wider equality argument really depends on this as well. And right now, we're going into a few messages right now. And when we come back, we'll be talking about Indonesia's recovery in the markets. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.